USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the vote from the November 3rd election. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals to review a decision by U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. The Trump campaign said it was focusing its appeal on the narrow question of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit. Wauwatosa police have arrested a 15-year-old Milwaukee boy who they believed opened fire at a Mayfair mall Friday afternoon, sending eight people to the hospital. Police Chief Barry Weber said the suspect was arrested Saturday night and that the shooting was the result of an altercation between two groups of people. Police had said Friday that witnesses described the shooter as a white man in his 20s or 30s, but Weber described the suspect as a 15-year-old Hispanic boy. His firearm was recovered during the arrest. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As politicians around the country impose freedom restrictions, including curfews and school closings, some Americans are pushing back. With what's going on in Kentucky, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Kentucky Attorney General has joined with a religious school to sue Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to block his order that bans in-person instruction at religious schools. Beshear issuing the order last week that directs all public and private elementary, middle, and high schools to cease in-person instruction and transition to remote or virtual instruction beginning on Monday. AG Daniel Cameron, a Republican, says halting in-person instruction at religious schools would violate the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kentucky has 4.5 million residents. A man from the United States who helped drive the global phenomenon known as the Ice Bucket Challenge to tackle ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease has died at the age of 37. Patrick Quinn from New York was diagnosed with ALS in 2013. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Voter intimidation, threats of violence against GOP poll officials in Wayne County. So why did Michigan officials meet with President Trump last week? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Friday, leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature met with President Trump in the White House at his invitation. Democratic AG of Michigan Dana Nessel caught wind of the meeting and said she is now conferring with election law experts on whether officials may have violated any state laws prohibiting them from engaging in bribery, perjury, or conspiracy. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley is crying foul.
I really object to the Michigan Attorney General and others who are suggesting that legislators could be criminally investigated for asking these questions or even meeting with President Trump. I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you're saying that if these legislators investigate these issues or raise objections, you could criminally investigate them and charge them. The media has been entirely silent on that. Just as with the harassment of lawyers, that goes to the integrity of our legal system, our legislative process. And no one should stay silent in the face of those types of destructive calls for criminal investigations.
Monday Night Football will have the L.A. Rams going to Tampa Bay and play the Buccaneers. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.